Local Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Will Carr. House lawmakers could take a vote on the latest speaker nominee, Mike Johnson. ABC's Rachel Scott says the same hurdle remains, getting enough votes.
Johnson is a staunch Trump ally who recruited Republicans to sign on to efforts to overturn the 2020 election. I asked him if he stands by that vote.
Mr. Johnson, you helped lead the efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. Will you just...
Next question.
Republicans booed, and Johnson tried to move on.
Concerns are growing that the Israel-Hamas war could broaden into a wider conflict as Israeli airstrikes continue in Gaza. More than 6,500 Palestinians have died in the war and at least 1,400 in the Hamas attacks in Israel. President Biden hosting Australia's prime minister at the White House. Both leaders say democracy is on the line around the world. This is ABC News. The Alaska Airlines pilot accused of trying to crash a plane full of passengers is now on suicide watch.
On Tuesday, now former Alaska Airlines captain Joseph Emerson pleaded not guilty to charges that include 83 counts of attempted murder. His attorney
reserve all rights read into the record this morning, enter a not guilty plea on all counts.
In newly obtained court documents, prosecutors say Emerson told police he consumed magic mushrooms about 48 hours before the flight and that he had not slept for days, had been depressed for a while, and felt like he was in a dream trying to wake up when he tried to turn off the engines, which would have made the plane a giant glider. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, being sued by dozens of states, claiming the company misled the public about the dangers the platforms pose to young users' mental health. California's DMV has suspended the license of a robo-taxi service. It was recently approved in San Francisco, but critics called the cars a menace. Will Carr, ABC News.
Our community. It's where we live. It's where we work. And as your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, we know our community isn't just important, it's everything. Which is why we're grateful for your trust to provide the energy you need every day. Because for us, there's nothing more important than giving you the power to power on.
Price Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Some more information on a fatal multi-vehicle crash that happened Monday evening in St. Croix County. Wisconsin State Patrol says the westbound lanes of I-94 near the village of Wilson slowed due to construction. When the driver of a semi-truck didn't identify the slowed traffic, his vehicle hit a pickup truck and another semi. That impact caused a chain reaction involving four other vehicles, with several of them bursting into flames. 76-year-old man from Illinois driving the semi that struck the pickup was killed in the wreck, as well as the driver of the pickup, identified as 46-year-old James Michael Shearer of the village of Hammond. Six other people involved in the crash were treated and released for their injuries. A bipartisan group of 42 attorneys general is suing Meta. They own Facebook and Instagram. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call.
What we've alleged in the complaint is that social media use is having harmful impacts on kids' mental health and well-being, that it's been linked to harms to kids, and that Meta has misrepresented the impacts that social media is having on kids.
The states are seeking an end to what they see as Meta's harmful practices, as well as yet-to-be-specified financial penalties and restitution. Meta is now facing multiple lawsuits on this issue. A Wisconsin congressman is paying for his own trip to Israel.
The office of U.S. Representative Derek Van Orden told WisPolitics that the Prairie du Chien Republican is paying for the trip out of his own pocket. Van Orden is visiting Israel amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas war, which has claimed thousands of lives. Van Orden left on his fact-finding trip as House Republicans struggle to find a new speaker. Minnesota's Tom Emmer dropped out Tuesday following criticisms from former President Donald Trump. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sports is about overcoming obstacles. This is Ernie Johnson Jr., and those are the stories I love to tell in the broadcast booth. But the courage of college athletes is more than matched by another group of young men, the boys fighting Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's the most prolific genetic killer diagnosed in childhood, and there's no cure. But college football coaches are doing something about it, and you can help. It's called Coach to Cure MD. Text the word CURE to 501-501 to donate $25 on your next mobile phone bill or go online at coachtocuremd.org. Text the word CURE to 501-501 today. Help college football coaches cure MD. You'll be proud you did.
Sponsored by the American Football Coaches Association. Texting and data rates may apply.
The property manager of a troubled Madison apartment complex has been fired. WKOW-TV in Madison reports the manager for Harmony Apartments was let go last week following a drive-by shooting that killed a teen earlier this month. The death of 15-year-old Kaisha Miller is still under investigation. Hers is the second murder at the apartment complex this year. Madison police have deemed it a nuisance property. And a Northwoods auto dealer has been fined over $1 million for discriminating against Native Americans.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission found Rhinelander Auto Center specifically targeted Native American customers with bogus fees and bad loans when selling them cars. The FTC says both the current and previous owners of the car dealership took part in the bad deals. On average, the dealership was charging Native Americans $400 more on a car, while also charging $1,300 in additional fees and add-ons. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Eugene Earl Hine, age 71, Park Falls, died unexpectedly on Friday, October 20th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his three children, Jack Hine, of Glendale, Arizona, by Shanna Sellers of North Manchester, Indiana, and by Randy Hine of Denton, Texas. Survived also by three grandchildren, by one great-grandson, by his brother Jeff Hine of Medford, and by his sister Roberta Hannanen of Highbridge, and by nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A graveside service with military honors will be announced at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for veteran Eugene Earl Hine, age 71, Park Falls. Patricia Ann Schwenke, 92, Park Falls, died on Wednesday, October 18th at the Waterford. She is survived by her two children, Max Ackerman of Mercer, and by Diane Schwenke of Crestville, Tennessee. Survived also by six grandchildren, by four great-grandchildren, and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private service will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Patricia Ann Schwenke, 92, Park Falls. Norville Anton Weyers of Catawba was called home to his Lord on October 24th at Aspirus Care and Rehab in Medford. He is survived by cousins and friends. A massive Christian burial will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, November 3rd at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba. Visitation to be held at the church 1 hour prior to the Mass. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Narville Anton Weyers of Catawba. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior-assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Who is a BEX player with heart?
Being able to take that leadership role, try to advocate more for agriculture, it's been very cool to read.
Their family's been farming for ages. Never thought we'd be doing it one day, but we are now.
BEX is recognizing student athletes that are not just a star on the playing field or court, but a player that shows heart in school and in the ag industry. Nominate any high school player today. Go to brownfieldagnews.com and search player with heart. BEX, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
Great food at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays. Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes. Friday fish fry with beer battered parmesan crusted cod. And be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers. And post recipe pizzas available anytime. At the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend.
Freeze Fire would remind you that summer is quickly coming to an end here, and fall's right around the corner. Now, maybe you're not ready to give up on those fun summer times yet. Maybe you didn't quite get everything in that you had hoped for. Well, don't spend those beautiful fall days stacking firewood and clearing up all the mess. Let Freeze Firewood drop off your season's supply of firewood in weatherproof bulk firewood bags. No need to spend your time stacking and then cleaning up all the mess. Spend your time enjoying all that fall has to offer and grab your firewood straight out of the bag. Come winter, call Freeze Firewood, 715-567-0616, 567-0616. Freeze Firewood on Little Chicago Road, Phillips. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. 54 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, 47. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 49.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. The Fall Classic heading back to the desert. The first time in over two decades,
Michael Luongo has details.
The Diamondbacks captured the National League pennant with a 4-2 Game 7 win over the Phillies in the National League Championship Series. Arizona took the lead for good in the top of the fifth on RBI singles by Corbin Carroll and Gabriel Moreno. Carroll drove in a second run in the top of the seventh to put the D-backs back in the World Series for the first time since 2001.
Snakes travel to Arlington to play the Rangers Game 1 Friday night. This will be MLB's third all-wild card meeting, a Grand Canyon versus Lone Star finale of second-place teams played in air-conditioned ballparks and under retractable roofs, potentially the first all-indoor World Series. On the night, Denver celebrated the franchise's first NBA title. They beat the Lakers 119-107 to begin defense of that crown, and the Suns beat the Warriors 108-104. This is SRN Sports. On the ice, the Maple Leafs beat the Capitals for their fourth loss in five games for Washington, 4-1 the final. Sabres had to rally, but they beat the Senators 6-4. Lightning shut out the Hurricanes 3-0. Devils 5-2 winners over the Canadiens. Penguins fall to the Stars in Dallas 4-1. Panthers 3-1 winners over the Sharks. Avalanche 7-4 win on the road over the Islanders. While the Kraken beat the Red Wings 5-4, it was the Ducks 3-2 overtime over the Blue Jackets. Bruins blanked the Blackhawks 3-0. It was the Jets 4, the Blues 2. Wild beat the Oilers 7-4. Canucks 3-2 over the Predators. Rangers score three times in the second period en route to a 3-1 win over the Flames. While the Kings beat the Coyotes 6-3, it was Vegas 3-2 over the Flyers. And the NHL has rescinded its gay tape ban. They will allow players to use pride tape this season after all. SRN Sports.
The streak lives on in baseball. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Every team that's knocked the Brewers out of the playoffs has gone on to play in the World Series. Arizona's the latest. After bumping the Brewers from the wild card round, they're headed to the Fall Classic against the Texas Rangers starting Friday night. Arizona beat the Phillies 4-2 last night to win the NLCS in seven games. Giannis Antetokounmpo officially signed his three-year, $186 million contract extension yesterday. He said he's glad to get the decision out of the way, allowing him to focus on the season.
It was very helpful. You know, I didn't have to think about it. And I think it's not just helpful for me. It's helpful for the team, too. You know, like, I don't want to share about Giannis leaving, Giannis is staying the whole year. I just want to share about how the Bucks are great or how the Bucks suck. That's what you guys talk about, you know. But, yeah, it makes it easier because we just lock in. Just, you know, as I said, focus just basketball.
Bucks officially tip off their season tomorrow night at home against the 76ers. Marquette's been picked to win the Big East Men's Basketball Championship, and guard Tyler Kulik is the preseason player of the year. Marquette women picked to finish third. The 14th-ranked Hockey Badgers gearing up for another border battle. They'll open Big Ten play with the first of a two-game series tomorrow night at top-ranked Minnesota. Badger coach Mike Hastings used to be on the other side.
When I was hired at Minnesota, I was told there was only one thing that couldn't happen, and we couldn't get beat by the Badgers. So that I learned a long time ago on this side of Minnesota.
Badgers are off to a 5-1 start. The Big Ten volleyball second-ranked Badgers will play at Michigan State Friday night, then return to Madison to host Minnesota on Sunday. Their game at 3:45 will follow the Packers and Vikings nationally on Fox. It's the first time ever that a women's college volleyball game will be shown on a non-cable network. Packers back in the practice field today, starting their preparations for Sunday's game against NFC North rival Minnesota. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Taking a look at a local sports note, middle school girls basketball last night, Butternut wrapping up their season Butternut and Shawamigan both wrapping up their middle school girls basketball seasons in Butternut on Tuesday, with Shawamigan winning a very close JV game, 16-15. Butternut led at the halftime, but the Eagles battled back for the victory. The Midgets pulled away in the eighth grade game for a 39-19 win. Seven girls got in the scoring column as they worked the ball around for open shots. Gianna Nearing led Butternut with 16. Chloe Radlinger had 6. Ellie Kohler had 5. It was Virginia Augustine and Brooklyn Tremel with 4 each. Olivia Hammond and Bailey Pritzel had a couple of points each. Gretchen Ader led Shawamigan with 6 points. Butternut finishes the season at 14-4. And we're wishing the best to our area volleyball teams, Mercer, Prentice, both in sectional semifinals, both with home games tomorrow night in Mercer and Prentice tomorrow night at 7. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports.
Pump it in there, baby.
Here's another song from our starting lineup.
Just keep a trickle the ball down the field, boys.
98Q Country.
Everybody's asking what the hell happened, wondering why it all went wrong. Mama always said, if you can't say something nice, then don't say anything at all. And I've got my side of the story, and he's got his side too. So I ain't gonna go and tell you what he did, but I'll tell you what he didn't do. Treat me right.
Country.com.
Never known. I'm breathing deeper than I've ever done, and it's
Sometimes it's hard for me to understand, but you're teaching me to be a better man. I don't want to take this life for granted like I used to do. No, no, I want to love somebody like you. I'm ready to love somebody like you. I want to love somebody like you.
Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. It was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. Every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind? Would she taste it if she knew that? But losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side. Through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet.
Jordan Davis, Tucson, Too Late. I like that title. All right, The Voice. Blake Shelton, not there. Reba McEntire, she's there. They have seen a 10% drop in audience this season compared to last season. One can assume it's because Blake is not there, or people are not crazy about Reba. Whatever, I've been watching it. I'll say this. There's no talent on The Voice, in my opinion, that I'm crazy about. Usually there's somebody that I can't wait to see. And this year, I got to say there's nobody that I can't wait to see. So whether it's about Blake or it's about the talent or it's about Reba, their audience is down about 10%. So there you go. Luke Combs, Dierks Bentley, Jelly Roll and Lainey. They're all coming up right here.
The Furman Insurance Agency in downtown Park Falls has been serving the local community for over 40 years. Specializing in home, auto, and business insurance, don't forget the toys. No one can predict the future, but we can help protect it. Give Christy or Jamie a call at 715-762-4046. Furman Insurance Agency. Let us help you protect what's important.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. 54 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, 47. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 49.
The greatest station,
98Q Country.
If your cares turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love.
some things that leave a man no choice. Like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks. Oh, I love you anyway. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks. Oh, I love you anyway.
Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
This morning I got up at 6:01. I walked out and saw the rising sun, and I drank it in like whiskey. I saw a tree I've seen a thousand times, a bird on a branch, and I watched it fly away in the wind. And it hit me, it's a beautiful world, sometimes I don't see so clear. Some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest, sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget what all you've been given. If some days you just get by, if some days you're just alive, some days you're living. Mm-hmm. If some days you're living. Mm-hmm. I went back in and fired the coffee up. She walked in the kitchen like she always does, in my t-shirt, and it killed me. And I kissed her like it was the first time. She laughed and looked at me like I lost my mind. I said, baby, I love you, can't live without you. I know I don't say it enough, but some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest, sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget what all you've been given. Some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living like you never die. Blue's a little bluer up in the sky. Your high's a little higher. You feel that fire you've been missing. Some days you're living. I don't see so clear. Some days you start singing, and you don't need a reason. Sometimes the world's just right, your clear eyes ain't even blinking. Got a heart full of grateful for all you've been given. Yeah, some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living. Some days you're living, yeah. Living like you never die. Blue's a little bluer up in the sky. Your high's a little high. You feel that fire you've been missing. Some days you're living. Mm-hmm. Some days you're living.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Somebody said
Jelly Roll and Lainey Wilson. And that saved me. I just can't picture the two of them together. Lainey Wilson, she's such a little bitty girl, and Jelly Roll is such a big boy. Save me. All right, what's today? Today is the 25th of October, 2023. It's a Wednesday. It's Doll Day. It's International Artists Day. It's Sourest Day. What is that? And it's St. Crispin's Day. World Pasta Day. I can celebrate World Pasta Day. Can't you? Maybe have some of that tonight. Anyways, you celebrate the day. Have a great one. The 25th of October.
Klein Tools are new at Lowe's, pros. Lowe's knows you want top brands and quality products, and Klein Tools delivers. Right now, get the Klein 3-piece ModBox mobile workstation for $319.94 and the Klein 5-piece cushion grip screwdriver set for just $34.97, both exclusively at Lowe's. Shop the largest selection of Klein tools, the highest quality tool brand at Lowe's. Because Lowe's knows tools, Lowe's knows pros.
There's lots to love from Apple right now at Verizon. Get the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium and more to love from Apple on us with select phone trade-in and select unlimited plans. There's no better place to get what you love from Apple than at Verizon. And there's no better time than right now. All that with the network you can really rely on. It's your Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slot promo credit applied for 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply. One offer per eligible Verizon line. Additional terms apply.
Ready?
Brand new country.
So freaking good. I love it.
98 Q Country.
Catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing Heads Carolina, Tails California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads Carolina. Over. I gotta find her, cause she had me.
like she knows I'm alone. Rolls up when the wine is gone, like a record on replay. Laying on old memories and talking about what we used to be. She'll probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my
from your grandma. When you think about you forever now, do you think of me?